Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm going over 8 solutions for morning stress and anxiety. There's so many things that we can do if we struggle with morning anxiety. If it's the physical, that you feel your cortisol and adrenaline racing through your body, like whatever it is, or the thoughts are going 90 miles an hour, and usually they're not going in a good direction. So I hope that these tips will be helpful for you. And I wanted to start with a quote from Steve Maraboli. He says, "I promise you nothing is as chaotic as it seems. Nothing is worth diminishing your health. Nothing is worth poisoning yourself into stress, anxiety, and fear." And again, that's from Steve Maraboli. This is so true with waking up with either physical or mental anxiety, you know, feelings or thoughts or emotions. Waking up with it, you have to remember that nothing is as chaotic as it seems, and we really don't want to be poisoning ourselves into more stress, anxiety, and fear. So you can make some changes, and we're going to go over those tips right now. So the first one I have for you is to actually wake up earlier. That may seem like it is a no-brainer, but oftentimes it feels like, oh, if I could just sleep for 15 more minutes or 5 more minutes, and hitting the snooze button and rolling over and just grabbing a few more Z's. But it feels like that in the moment. It's almost like eating sugar or having a drink or whatever the other ways that our mind tell us, oh, this will make you feel better. But often that short-term solution can set us up in the long run to really be getting into the negative. So let's just look at waking up earlier as a way that you are doing something for yourself. Give yourself a little bit more time in the morning to actually savor a quiet space and avoid rushing around. We want to remember that rushing around is a signal to our brain that there is something wrong. Now, a little bit of rushing around, no big deal. I am talking about rushing around when you are on the edge of stress and anxiety, when your brain automatically goes to fear and intrusive thinking. That kind of being able to physically slow yourself down really does help your brain understand all is well. Maybe you can write in your journal if you get up early, or maybe you could stretch. Maybe you could do a little bit of a meditation. Maybe it could be your regular meditation routine, all while everyone else is still sleeping, or even all while you're not behind the eight ball. Getting up late and rushing is really a setup for a horrible day. The second one I have for you is to prepare the night before. I actually find this super helpful in business and personal. It's really good to look over the calendar, know what's going to be happening the next day, know ahead of time what is expected of me. Now, of course, life always throws us a curveball, but when we have prepared the night before, perhaps, we are having a little bit more space for anything that might come our way that was unexpected. Streamline your morning by getting a head start the night before, even if it means laying out your clothes or prepping your breakfast and lunch, you know, making overnight oats is just an easy example. Like, then you don't even have to think about breakfast. You don't even have to make the decision what to have. It's in the fridge ready and waiting for you. If you prep your lunch because you take it with you or you do for your family or your kids, do it the night before and have it all ready in the fridge to grab and go. The third one is to meditate daily. Now, a regular meditation practice can really transform your entire day. Sit down for 5 or 10 minutes to focus on your breath. Just be there with the breath and let the thoughts pass on through. Now, I know I make it sound like it's simple, and it's not, but if you keep doing it, it does become easier. It does become a part of a way that you can actually see your mind as these amazing, limitless, nonstop thoughts that just keep passing through. But when we are not practiced in this, we take those thoughts quite seriously. We take them as they require our attention or action. When you become regular in your meditation, you can begin to let those thoughts pass on through. And that will help you if you had been someone who wakes up with morning anxiety. You will be able to have the awareness through and from your meditation practice that you're doing daily in order to see what is happening, that waking up with that morning anxiety is not the end of the world. It is not going to last forever, and that it can pass on through. The next one is to actually repeat affirmations or a mantra. If you haven't found a mantra yet, I know I have many other episodes where I talk about mantra, so I won't do that today, but maybe I will do another one in the future dedicated to the mantra. For now, I will just say, recite a phrase that you find energizing or soothing, whichever you need. Do you need to be energized, right, to get going in the morning? Or do you need to be soothed because your anxiety has all kinds of stress hormones raging through your body and you want to settle down a little bit? Make it brief, positive, and peace-oriented. So, repeat your affirmations or mantra in the morning. And now back to our solutions for morning stress and anxiety. A good one to consider is to go offline. The morning news and social media often carry images that may be too disturbing for the early hours, or actually any hours, but that depends on your own ability to take in news. Check the weather, check the traffic if you must, and save the heavier content for later if you're going to watch it at all, or let somebody else clue you in on the real news that you really need to know about because it affects your life. Very few things that we pay a lot of attention to on social media and the news really have anything to do with that day, with our lives. We really could get along without it. So you may just want to not be online in the morning. Let the morning be kind of your little precious time where you're not filling it up with the news and all of the hubbub of the world out there. Let it be special. Another thing that you could do in the morning is to work out. Exercise really dissolves tension and it enhances your mood. Go for a run, go for a walk in the park, take your dog out in the morning, take a yoga class and do your yoga in the morning at home, or Tai Chi. Do whatever you can, stretching. Go to the gym. I find that going to the gym is very invigorating. So it's important for the fact that it's invigorating for me to do it early enough in the day so that I'm not all on fire at night when I'm supposed to be going to sleep. What a great thing to do in the morning to really get charged up and be prepared for the whole day. So see what ones of these things can fit in into your life and to where you can exercise, go offline, do the mantras and the affirmations, do a meditation, prepare the night before or wake up early. Now, you don't have to do all of these. I have to caution that because I'm not talking about these so that you make a list of them and do all of them. There is something that I am saying here today that for many of you, you're going to have an aha moment. And I know that because you write to me and tell me that something that I am saying out of this laundry list of ideas for the morning going more smoothly and calmly is going to hit you. That's where you start. That's the thing that you will add in. So let's go over a few more of them. Breakfast. Eat some breakfast. Now, this is going to be individual, and everybody's on many different eating styles and different kinds of food plans, whether it's intermittent fasting or maybe you are on a special diet for your health and well-being. You will tailor this to your own needs. But the body will need to be refueled at some point, and some people wake up very hungry and they don't leave enough time to eat. So that's tying back into waking up a little bit earlier, right? But if you are one of those people who is hungry in the morning and you are accustomed to eating in the morning, do eat. And remember, the caffeine is going to increase your stress hormones that are already raging through your body if you have morning anxiety. So no caffeine for you in the morning, and no caffeine for you in the afternoon, and no caffeine for you in the evening. No caffeine, but you could have a decaf. There's a little bit of caffeine in there, but most people are able to handle that without noticing an increase in stress hormones. You could have herbal teas, you could have water, you could have warm nut milk. One of my favorite things is to have almond milk that I froth, and it's warm and it's just absolutely divine. You can put decaf coffee in it or not. It's delicious all by itself. So experiment. There are so many herbal teas out there that you could try. Make your morning special. And it doesn't have to be a complicated breakfast. Like I said earlier, to prepare ahead of time, you may make overnight oats the night before. So they're ready to grab and go, meaning you can grab them, go to the kitchen table and sit down and eat them and enjoy having the fact that you are refueling your body and getting it ready for the day. And the next one, the final tip, is to plan your day. If you can take control of your schedule, you are going to feel better. And you do that by setting priorities and blocking out your time. You may have a work schedule that is sort of set up for you. I understand that, but you can plan the rest of your day. Plan the parts of your day that you can. Focus on the most urgent and important tasks that you need to complete and really work on those in the morning or the earlier part of the day that you can. Because eventually, toward the end of the day, we get what's called decision fatigue. We have made so many decisions all throughout the day that we can't make another one. That's why dinner can be a bit of a problem for people who are wanting to eat healthier but haven't quite got there yet, because by the time evening rolls around and you're extremely hungry and you have decision fatigue, you can't make one more decision. It's just easier to go through the drive-through and eat whatever fast food stuff was on the way home. So make sure that you plan your day so those types of things aren't happening to you. See also, when you're planning your day, where you might be flitting away time needlessly. And see where you can cut those out and have more spaciousness in your calendar. And I will put in here that could be scrolling on your phone, social media, being online again. It can be a place where you are spending an inordinate amount of time that you don't really have, and then you're behind the eight ball later in the day. Just check it out. You know, planning your day gives you the opportunity to actually see your day. You can see it with your own two eyes and go forward from there. I really hope that these have been helpful for you. These are many things that, like I said, you don't have to do all at once, but I bet there are a couple in there that can really help you. Because when we wake up with that adrenaline going, it kind of shoots us in the foot as far as the mood. But we don't have to do that, because we can have woke up early enough to actually take a breath and say, wait a minute, this is just a physical hormonal response that is happening. And these thoughts that are going through my head, these too shall pass. And I have enough time and space this morning that I don't have to either worry about this or feed into it. The morning anxiety is so much easier to eliminate when we stop feeding into it. And I know you guys can do that. So I would love to hear from you. If you want to send me email, you can send that to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And I hope that your rest of your day goes lovely. I hope that it goes smooth and that you are filled with a sense of gratitude for whatever it is that you do have and you do love. Be well. And now for today's quote. I promise you, nothing is as chaotic as it seems. Nothing is worth diminishing your health. Nothing is worth poisoning yourself into stress, anxiety, and fear. And that's from Steve Maraboli. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.